Thank you for being here again. We have a few that are, will be coming in, I'm sure, as we get moving here. I want to just say again, yesterday, thank you for your participation and all the great questions that were asked and keeping us focused as we got through everything. I thought it went quite well, and today we got a bigger day with, we got seven people to interview, so it'll be a challenging day again. But thank you so much for your participation in this very important process that we go through. We didn't, but some regents made the headlines today in the Pioneer Press, so anyway, it's being covered. But thanks so much. Jerry, could you give us the reference for Dr. Moldy?
Dr. Kent Moldy, I believe, was interviewed here at the last session, and I talked with all of his references, and I tell you, there isn't a single bad thing that any of these people can say about it. In fact, they offered me more people who I knew were going to tell me the same things. And I guess the some must highlight some of the remarkable things that are important to know about there. They rate him as just an ideal, the very best candidate as a regent. He's always prepared for any meetings. He's very reliable. I rate him 5 out of 5 when it comes to meeting preparations. Says he always works to get the best solution for all involved. In the world of finance, he's been helped with manage their medical group, which is Suburban Radiologists. It's a very large radiology group in the Twin Cities. And one of the people there described him as he's thrifty, but he knows what the value of things are. They described him as from the standpoint of a leadership role, that he's excellent. He has a calm demeanor. Others gravitate toward him. One of his references actually has been the owner and CEO of 3 different companies, and he said that he is exactly the person I would want to have on my board of directors. Described him as communicating very easily, he's trustworthy, he's reliable. The part about the diversity said he is a totally non-biased, and he has known over the years to be caring for underprivileged people. His strengths, everybody mentioned his intellect, said that he's very thoughtful, he's calm, he understands issues entirely, he has passions, and the other things they determined that his values are first rate. None of them could give me a weakness of any type that they thought was negative at all. As we know, everyone has some, but none of them were willing to give me anything they were least bit concerned. Somebody said, I've known him over 50 years, and said, we might have disagreed on half a dozen things over our days. And I'm going to say this sometimes, but every single time that we disagreed, within the day, he came back and said, you know, you might have been right about that. So he said he's never anybody that's disagreeable, really. Good examples of divisive experiences. I talked to the administrator at Fairview Southdale Hospital. He is a previous chief of staff of that hospital, but it was before this current administrator was in the office. He said, I go to him a lot. He said he's what I call a great informal leader. And then from the standpoint, he said he's not the chief of staff any longer, and he's on the staff, but he's the sort of guy who always said, and he gave a good example of somebody in his terms, that we had a staff member who didn't follow the white lines or the bumpers, is what his terms were. And he said, talking to these people on how to get them back on track is really hard to do. And he said he has the ability to have what he called crucial conversations to get the things resolved. He said, so that's the sort of person you go to from what he called being an informal leader. And so what I was... one of the things, and I think...
Excuse me, Jerry.
Yeah.
Save a seat. I'll do Tom Devine.
Okay.
Next. Excuse me, Jerry.
That's fine. So some of the things that he's done in his profession, and I guess that's one of the things you think about. His board experience outside of the world of medicine, he hasn't done much of that. But he's been on the board of the Fairview Southdale. He was one of the principals in the merger of St. Mary's Hospital and Fairview Hospital, going back lots of years ago. And the guy who talked about that, he was actually at St. Mary's, and he said, and we took a totally traditional Catholic hospital, a long-term traditional Lutheran hospital, and somehow we got them to merge. And he said, so that's the sort of things that he can help get done when it comes to important things like that. So, the other point is they've developed the radiology group. He was one of the founders of developing the MRI system in the entire clinic system of the Twin Cities. At one time, it was kind of a research tool. And he had the vision to say, this is something in the world of medicine that is going to become important. And he said, now it's just a commonplace thing. But he put together a group of hospitals, and they had the first mobile scanner that went in the Twin Cities from one hospital to another. And of course, now they all have their own. So like I said, I can't find anything negative to say. He's certainly a first-rate candidate from everything I can get from the references.
Very good. Thank you. Tom Devine, we do have references that Lois had put together that are at your place, but Paul, you want to make some comments?
I am substituting for the person that did the reference checks. Some of you know that I've known Tom Devine for quite a while, so this is not my first rodeo. I think it's important to point out that the references were all consistently positive in every important respect. What interested me was the diversity of the life experiences that the references have had with Tom, community volunteer, fraternity brother, fund manager, former St. Paul city mayor, former U.S. senator, that speaks to the breadth of Tom's life experiences since he's graduated from the University of Minnesota some 40 or so years ago. He's a successful business person. He and his wife, Pam, have built a very substantial long-term care practice as independent insurance agents. He's developed business relationships. He was active in the construction of the product itself, so that he was more than a salesperson. He was a business developer. And beyond that, I don't have anything particular to say. When I came back in, Dr. Kent Moldy asked me how many minutes he had, and so if I keep rambling, I will have given him bad information. So I think, you know, take the time to read the reference checks. Current Regent Devine will be with us a little bit later in the morning, but hopefully that was of some help to you in providing a flavor beyond what you can read on the printed page.
Good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Any questions or comments about either of the references that we heard? And we heard the other two for this morning yesterday. So we've gotten Nori Thomas and Stacia Nelson taken care of already. So I think we'll give them a couple more minutes. So not to make you misinformation. And then, Jerry, you can...
Bring.